Fania.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I be in my zone. I got this, I'ma do it all alone. I don't need your help, I do it on my own. I got this, cause I be in my zone. Somebody watch this, I got this. Man, everybody watch this, I got this. Now somebody watch this, I got this. Man, everybody watch this, cause I be in my zone.
Woo! Hold up, let it breathe on them. I be rapping on the track there with these.
Seriously? That's the theme song for Fastlane? You know, sometimes WWE picks the shittiest music for their pay-per-views. I don't know, they're trying to pick popular artists or sound relevant or fresh for the kids, but I cannot podcast with this music. If I have to do this episode alone, I can't choose this song. I gotta do a different song. Let's start over. Welcome to WrestleMania. Ah, that is more like it. Okay, well, where was I? Welcome to WrestleFania, the only podcast on the internet dedicated to professional wrestling. Trust us, don't look it up. I am your one and only host today. Yeah, if you've heard me earlier today, I said that earlier today. If you heard me about 30 seconds ago, a minute ago, I'm doing this one alone. Now, this is not one of those where I'm recording something and Brandon's recording something, and then I'll edit it all together at the end to give you a mini episode. This is a mini episode in its own right, but it's actually me by myself. And why is that? That's because a certain co-host of mine, assistant host, thinks that going on a trip with his wife is more important than podcasting about a mediocre pay-per-view coming up for the WWE. So you know what that tells me? That tells me, A, he can afford 100% more of a vacation than I can, and B, he is a lucky bastard, and if he was here, I'd punch him right in his noodle. Now, the nice thing is that he promised to call in and leave a voicemail, and I do have that voicemail. I didn't get any pics from him. He's obviously having way too much fun in Costa Rica. That's right. Go down to Costa Rica and look for him. He's the guy with the shaved head and probably wearing a Metallica t-shirt. I'm not protecting him at all. Go to Costa Rica now and look for him. Ask for Brandon. He's probably watching WWE Network on his phone. So where was I? Oh, yeah, so he's going to call in. He left me a voicemail, so I'm going to play that towards the end of this show. But this show is mainly dedicated to WWE and Fastlane and wrestling and all that fun stuff. But I wanted to talk about another type of wrestling that I saw just a couple weeks ago. Has it been a couple weeks already? I don't know. Whenever the Super Bowl was. The Friday before the Super Bowl, I had the great opportunity to go to see Chaotic Wrestling, which is a local independent wrestling company here in Massachusetts. I've talked about it before. They have given the WWE such names as Kofi Kingston, Sasha Banks, what the heck's his name there? Not Miz Down, Damian Sandown. These guys all passed through Chaotic Wrestling. John Cena's dad's worked for the company. I've talked about them plenty of times. And the Friday before the Super Bowl, I, along with my brother and my cousin, not Brandon, but Brandon's older brother, we all were able to go down to Lawrence, Massachusetts, to the Elks Club, and see Chaotic Wrestling, which was actually a lot of fun. It was 3 hours of just nonstop wrestling. Actually, they stopped a little bit to take pictures with the big name that came into town. I'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, they had a bar. They had wrestling. Really, what else could you ask for? And, you know, it's a lot of local indie guys. Some of these guys work for Ring of Honor. Tommaso Ciampa, he's in NXT now. He's done Ring of Honor. He wasn't there this time, but I've seen him at Chaotic multiple times. This past time, it was Warbeard Hansen. He's one of the tag team champions for Ring of Honor, and he's a big bearded dude. He was a lot of cool. But the biggest name was, of course, the hardcore legend himself, Tommy Dreamer. And this was actually the second time I saw Tommy Dreamer with Chaotic. The first time he announced, he was able to make the announcement that Sasha Banks was signed to WWE Developmental. So part of me thought maybe there is another cool announcement coming up, but there wasn't. He just came to town and he helped put on a good match and just really cap off a really fun night of wrestling for $12, really. So, you know, $12. I know that's $2.01 more than $9.99, but, you know, for one evening of getting out of the house, hanging out with my cousins, yelling loud at referees to the point where you know they can hear you, and having just a lot of laughs you can't beat it if you're a wrestling fan, obviously. And if you're listening to this or you're looking in the mirror like myself am right now, which I'm not, you're obviously a wrestling fan, because why the hell else would you be here? So let me switch quickly from the independent to the conglomerate that is the WWE. So here we are. I have to say the Royal Rumble, actually, I thought was a lot of fun. That's the last time we talked. Brandon and I actually got together and we talked about the Royal Rumble. And Triple H came out, won the Rumble, became the champion. I thought that was actually a cool story. And I'd like to see where it would go from there. And where it went, or where it's going, is to this Sunday night, the Fastlane WWE pay-per-view, where we have Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Brock Lesnar all in a triple threat match. And, oh, hear that? Oh my God. I need to leave, otherwise I'm going to turn into a pumpkin. I'm just going to let that go. I'm going to show you that it means that it's 9 o'clock if you counted the tolls of the bell. Anyway, that match, or this match upcoming, I think actually sounds really cool. I think it could be a really good match. Just the problem is Roman Reigns. I just don't care about him at all. I guess that's, you know, part of me in the back of my mind thinking, oh, it's Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, it's not Seth Rollins. It's Roman Reigns. And he is just okay. That's what he is. So, I mean, is this whole thing just to set up Roman Reigns winning and raising the belt at WrestleMania? It's like, does the WWE realize that a lot of their fans aren't going to enjoy that? Are they going to do it anyway? Are they going to say, you have to enjoy it? This is what's happening. This is who it is. Jump on the train because it's going. I hope not. Nothing against him, but I don't want to see him winning the championship whatever we call it, the WrestleMania. What I thought was going to be is that Brock Lesnar wins the Rumble and goes on to win the belt at WrestleMania. But since the Royal Rumble match was for the belt, obviously he couldn't do that. So it didn't matter that he didn't win. But if he wins this Sunday, then he goes on to go for the belt at WrestleMania. I hope he wins. I hope Dean Ambrose wins. I don't hope that Roman Reigns wins. Quite honestly, if either Ambrose or Lesnar wins, I'll be completely happy with that, because one of those guys is going to go and get hugely cheered against Triple H, and the crowd will be really into it. If Roman Reigns goes up against Triple H, I'm afraid some of the crowd, or a lot of the crowd, may turn on him and root for Triple H, and that's not what the WWE wants, at least as far as I'm concerned. That's not what they want. But, you know, my biggest issue is not with that match, because I think that match could actually, no matter what, I think it's going to be very entertaining. And I kind of just hope that it makes me more excited for WrestleMania and not less excited for WrestleMania. You know what I mean? Because what I have heard is that Fastlane, they wanted to turn into like a more important pay-per-view. Something that actually, a show that actually meant something, that people looked forward to. Not just, you know, one of these generic throwaway shows. Because this was the Fastlane on the road to WrestleMania. And I think that it just really feels like, to me, that that's all it is, you know, one match that's interesting, one match to propel the major storyline. And I guess some of these other matches are propelling storylines, but are these the same storylines that we're going to see at WrestleMania? My main thing is that I got really annoyed by the end of Raw this past week. And I just thought, this is how you end a show heading into a pay-per-view, where Brock Lesnar wasn't even there on Raw. I guess he's at SmackDown tonight. I don't know. I just never watch SmackDown. He might be on SmackDown right now as I'm recording this. It's Thursday night, 9 o'clock. And maybe I will tune into SmackDown just to see, you know, what they do with him. I'll just watch it on Hulu. The point is Brock Lesnar to me is the attraction, and him going up with Ambrose is the most interesting thing, and Roman Reigns is an afterthought. But it's just like, I don't think they did enough to make me that excited. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I think Raw has been pretty boring recently. But they kind of teased Ambrose turning on Reigns. They took the IC belt, gave it to Kevin Owens. So they freed up Ambrose to maybe move on to try to win the major championship. I honestly think it might be one of the smartest things they do. The smartest thing they could do is have Ambrose against Triple H for the title at WrestleMania. As weird as that it sounds, I don't know. It just, for some reason, and maybe it doesn't sound weird, but it's just thinking that Dean Ambrose is going to be the man to lead the charge for the belt at WrestleMania. It just shows how a lot of injuries, kind of, and retirements, we know, are forcing, and it's a good thing, I think, actually, in a way, it's forcing some new blood, which, you know, I guess is a good thing. It's just, it's weird to say. I think maybe just WWE hasn't done enough to get me excited for Fastlane, and that may not be a problem, only because, confession time, there's a very, very, very excellent chance that I'm not going to be able to watch Fastlane at all, at least live. So here's the thing. Next week is the New Hampshire school vacation. My wife works in a school. She's a principal, not really. No, but she teaches in a school, and she has the week off. So I'm taking most of next week, and we're going to go. I'm going to do work from home a couple days. And we're going to go up to her in-laws' house in Laconia and just kind of chill there, because the in-laws are down in Florida soaking up the sun. So we go up to the empty house where, at the current time, there is no cable and there is no internet. So Sunday night, if I can't pull up Fastlane on my telephone, my cellular telephone, then guess what? I'm not watching it on Sunday night. Does that mean, now do I try to follow along on Twitter? or do I wait until Monday and see if I can, you know, go off to the local Mickey D's and watch it and fast forward through it while eating breakfast on Wi-Fi? That's the big question, and that goes for that Monday night too, because Monday Night Raw is just almost a 100% chance I will not be watching that, and that's if the cable's completely turned off. There have been years where they accidentally leave basic cable on, so if that's the case, I'm not going to say anything to my in-laws. I'm just be like, yeah, we only have one channel, but maybe I'll be able to watch Raw. But I'm betting on not being able to watch Raw and probably not being able to watch Fastlane. And I'm almost in, if it was any, if this was WrestleMania, this would not be acceptable. But it's Fastlane. And, you know, I feel like WWE hasn't put that much effort into it. Why should I? You know, if you just look at the matches for Fastlane, you realize, you kind of think, what the hell is going on? So I'm going to go through each of these matches, kind of give my talking points about them, and make my picks as well. The first one is the pre-show match. That's we got the United States Championship on the line. The champion's Kalisto. He's going up against Alberto Del Rio of the... what are they, the Mex-Americans or the League of Nations? And that's the pre-show match. It's a 2 out of 3 falls match for the United States Championship. And I feel like, haven't they wrestled 7,000 times in the last month, in the last 4 months, in the last 5 months? All they do is wrestle each other. And, I mean, there could be a cool spot. There could be a couple good moments. But, Jesus, this is you're on the pre-show match of a show that people paid $9.99 for. You know, I don't know. It might be a good match. It just could be another boring, same thing we've seen. I think the winner is going to be Del Rio, and Kalisto is going to go back and be the Lucha Dragon, back with his tag team partner who's back. Here's the thing. Is there a story going on between these two? I feel like I watch Raw every week, and maybe they do stuff on SmackDown, but I don't know that why are these guys going fighting again, except that they fight before. Exactly. I don't know. Now, we have AJ Styles, the phenomenal one. I can't even say that right. Again, the first AJ Styles match I've seen was when he came on WWE. That's just the kind of wrestling fan I am, where I knew of him. I've seen him. I've never actually watched a match with him. Very impressed. I actually enjoy watching him. And he's taking on Chris Jericho again, because I feel like they've fought already. The guy's been here. Oh, I thought someone was coming to get me. Styles has been in the WWE since Royal Rumble, and I feel like he's fought Jericho already at least 2 or 3 times. But here's the thing. It's probably going to be a great match. In fact, I would guarantee this match is going to be a great match. And I look forward to watching it as a wrestling match. And I hope that AJ Styles moves on and goes into the IC championship storyline, because I think that would be very entertaining. So, and that storyline, Kevin Owens, Dolph Ziggler, I feel like they've fought so many times over the last couple months, just fighting. Ambrose was in that storyline, then Ambrose gets moved on to the bigger storyline. And with Ambrose losing, now there's room for him to go to the big storyline. And then Monday night, Dolph Ziggler walks up and says, I want to have that championship chance. I guess that's all it takes to book yourself in a pay-per-view. Even though KO said no, obviously they booked the match anyway. And I think some of these are being some of these matches might be being announced tonight on SmackDown. But the spoilers are already up on Wikipedia. And actually, they're already listed on WWE.com. So these are all official. So Kevin Owens against Ziggler. You know, I've been a huge Ziggler follower. But I have to say that part of my love for him has diminished while he is a face, a good guy. I enjoyed him much more as a dickhead, as a bad guy, because he's awesome in the ring. But this rock and roll guy, you know, I liked him more as the show off, where he was like pricky and he would do like the, you know, four or five elbows in a row. But he's like swinging his arm like he's a rock and roll guy, and I don't like what they've done with him, whether it's his doing, his idea, or if it's someone in WWE. I'm not a huge fan of what they've done with him. With Kevin Owens, I've loved everything they've done with him and what he's done. He's just become a prick. He's a badass, and he brings it in the ring every time. As much as I love Ziggler, at the moment, I love Kevin Owens more. Kevin Owens is going to win. He's going to retain the IC Championship. And hopefully, there'll be a future storyline between him and AJ Styles. That would be a very cool story going into WrestleMania. AJ Styles, Kevin Owens. I would prefer it to be Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. But I think they're saving Sami Zayn for another NXT Championship run before bringing him up to the main roster. That's just my guess. Now, moving on. There is no WWE Tag Team Championship match. The New Day are scheduled to appear, but they're not in a championship match. They're not even in a match. They're actually scheduled to appear as guests for Edge and Christian for their peep show, little talk show segment. Why that isn't the pre-show kind of, you know, event, I don't know. Why they have to put a match in the pre-show and put this on the main show, it annoys me that this is taking up time. It shows me that they just don't have enough to do. Maybe because of all the injuries. That's why you've been seeing Zack Ryder and Heath Slater so much. I mean, you couldn't get the Social Outcast. They could be in this. Even that would be, you know, more interesting than just watching the New Day in a talk show with Edge and Christian, who I know Edge and Christian are fun, but are they that funny? I mean, that show that they have on the network, could it possibly be good? I mean, it's premiering Sunday night as well, which is, of course, why they're doing this to promote the peep show. But quite honestly, am I going to watch more than 5 minutes of it? I don't know. I'll have to watch 5 minutes and find out. Hell, I'm going to at least watch the first episode of Fuller House, so I might as well watch some of this. But here's the thing. I don't think this is just a commercial for Edge and Christian. I think this is going to start something pretty cool, pretty new. And I guess the rumor is, and if you don't want to hear the spoilers, I just heard a rumor on a podcast today on the Steel Cage. I'll give them credit because this is the only place I heard it, was that Enzo and Cash might be making an appearance, and that's a good spot for them to kind of come in, stake their claim to being part of, you know, being that they belong on the main roster, and maybe lead to something cool at WrestleMania. I don't know. Are these guys in and automatically in a WrestleMania match? I'm not sure. But the tag team division sorely needs somebody new. And I enjoy the Usos as much as I enjoy a nice glass of milk. You know, it's fine, but it's only milk. So Enzo and Cass, Enzo and Cass, big Cass. He's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Those guys would just bring a big shot in the arm to the tag team division and really get the crowd excited as much as the New Day does, because I can't think of another tag team that does that. The Usos just don't do it for me. So, you know, that segment is probably going to be, you know, it's probably going to run too long. It probably won't be as funny as they hope it would be, but hopefully it will unveil Enzo and Cass to the non-NXT, non-network fan that still loves WWE. But there is a tag team match, actually, that night. And this is where... There's two tag team matches, actually. I want to talk about this one here because this is the thing that pissed me off the most about Raw the other night. You have Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Brock Lesnar all vying to be the man to go to the WrestleMania and fight Triple H for the championship. This is for the number one contender slot for the championship. And they end the show on Raw the other night with Big Show, Ryback, and Kane. Kane coming out of the ring again, going up against the Wyatts. Without Bray, I assume. You know, well, they were all probably there, but that's how they ended Raw right before a pay-per-view. That annoyed me to no end because I thought, you know, if that was the end of a Raw last week, okay. So now you're starting something. If that was the end of SmackDown tonight, okay. You get, you know, that's fine. It's not Raw. But the fact that it's the end of Raw right before Fastlane, all of a sudden it's like, here's your story. Here's Ryback, Big Show, and Kane going up against the Wyatts. You know, I feel like there's no build to this. And if there was, I just missed it. Maybe I fell asleep last week or 2 weeks. But there's no build to this match, and there's no reason for it. You have Ryback. You have the giant Big Show and the giant Kane. Basically, the two oldest guys in the company that are regular guys, you know, take away The Undertaker, and Ryback, who is just a guy they're just not quite sure what to do with. They change his outfit, so he looks even more like Goldberg now. Taking on the Wyatts, who I think are all interesting, but again, they should be given, they should have more to do. They deserve better, I think is the saying. So let me just say that the winner of this match, it's got to be the Wyatt family. They have to crush Ryback, Big Show, and Kane. It's got to be the Wyatt family. And I don't think I mentioned AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho. Who's going to win that? I'm going to say AJ Styles. So just to recap, AJ Styles is going to beat Chris Jericho. The Wyatts are going to destroy Ryback, Big Show, and Kane. And Kevin Owens is going to retain by beating Dolph Ziggler. So that's three of the matches. They're actually, oh, and of course, Del Rio is going to beat Kalisto. That is four of the seven matches listed. We still have three to go. But before I go on, I have a special call I want to play for you guys right now. Straight from Costa Rica this morning, Brandon left me a message, and I'm really excited to play it for you now. So just take a listen, and I'm going to play it right now, and I'll be right back.
Hello, hello, everybody. It's me, Brandon. I just wanted to call in because I'm not going to be able to make it for the Fastlane episode. I just wanted to say sorry, guys, and I'm thinking of everybody, and I just wanted to kind of give a quick update about what I'm up to. It's vacation week, so me and my lovely wife came all the way down here to Costa Rica to enjoy the sun and the sand. We actually had a couples massage this morning, and oh my goodness. I mean, I could have melted into that table. The hands of a magician, this guy had. He was tough, firm, but fair. And, you know, that was great. And actually, my wife, she's off shopping now. There's some great shopping down here. So she went off shopping, and I'm just hanging out here at the hotel, just with a couple of local guys I met. We're all just kind of talking about sports and chicks and stuff. I'm teaching them about American football, and they're teaching me about their local football, which sounds an awful lot like our sport of lacrosse, I think, or something like that. I don't know. It's crazy. But we're just having lots of fun, and I'm looking forward to my wife coming
Brandon,
back.
Brandon, the hot tub is ready.
Get in the water, Brandon.
It's so warm and bubbly. Come on, Brandon. Come on, Brandon. You want some champagne?
No.
Come on, Brandon.
Please come, Brandon.
Your wife will be back soon. There's only so much time.
Brandon.
How about the champagne? Would you like some?
Two bottles.
Yes,
champagne.
Two bottles. Need those good. Okay, we're ready.
Brandon.
Okay, so I'm going to go now.
But, yeah, I'm just gonna go now. All right, goodbye.
Wow. Just, wow. Does that guy know how to have fun? Oh my goodness. Now listen, he doesn't have to be alone in this. You too can call WrestleFania. Did you know that? Go to any porn. This does not go to any weird thing. I mean, not any weirder than us. This is an actual hotline set up for the thousands and millions of our listeners to call in and tell us what they really think of Brandon. Now, the number is 801-893-2642. That's 801-89-FANIA. And look, if you can call in, I don't know if you can beat the call that Brandon just left, because that's an all-time great. But you can try, so just give us a call. It's weird. It's almost like hard to focus and get back into thinking about wrestling after listening to that phone call from Brandon. It makes me smile and cry all at once. But let's continue with the Fastlane talk. I mentioned there were two tag team matches. That's right, because the other match is actually a Divas tag team match. In fact, out of the three matches left, two of them are Divas matches. That's right, two Divas matches. It's pretty exciting. The tag team match is Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks versus Team Bad. It is actually funny. This is a match I'm looking forward to because Sasha Banks is in it. And they've actually done a pretty good job of breaking Sasha Banks away from Team Bad. There's a story here. I can enjoy this. And they've been picking on Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks aren't like on the best of terms, but they're teaming up to take on the worst enemy of Naomi and Tamina. So this could actually be a good match. I just hope they let them perform, give them time. Again, I think they're going to have time. And I think they could put on a really good match. I say the winner of this has to be Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. I think because they're trying to make Sasha Banks a face, you know, if Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks lose, then I could see one of them turning on the other. I don't know if I'm ready for that. So I'm going to go with the brightly colored haired ladies of Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. Wow. Did you hear that dong again? It's already been a half hour. Hey, but we're almost done here. There's only two more matches to talk about, and then I'll let you go off to sleep, because I assume you're listening to me before you go to sleep, so you can hear my deep, sultry voice. See, I don't have to use Google Hangouts when I'm talking by myself. I can talk into my nice microphone and really sound like a man. Boy, did I get off topic. Well, that didn't sound right. Anyway, there's another championship match here tonight. And that is the Divas Championship. We got Charlotte going against Brie Bella. Now, Brie Bella, her time in WWE is limited. And by that, I mean she's already talked about retiring, and it's probably going to be over the summer. Her husband, we all know him, he's retired. And she's going to be going right behind him pretty quick. So because of that, I can't see Brie winning. That would be the shocker of the night to me. There you go right there. If Brie Bella beat Charlotte, that's the shocker of the night. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Rick is going to be dancing around, looking like an old lady, dancing in a suit. And Charlotte is going to retain. I think they did an okay job of making Charlotte a heel. She seems like a super bitch. And she gets on your nerves. And that's pretty much exactly what she's supposed to be doing. So I think the heel wins here. And ooh, I'm yawning. I'm going to pop open a little bottle right here. I'm going to drink water live on the air, even though I'm not live. Glug, 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 glug. And that is my pick for the Divas Championship. Charlotte retains. I'm going to say without a doubt because, but I said, hey, if Brie wins, that's the shock of the night. So I covered my ass on both sides. Really, it just leads us to the number one match, the final, the main event, which of course is Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. And I honestly have to tell you, this is a tough one to call. I'm just not sure how they're going to do it. I think, okay, let's look at the scenario. Let's look at Ambrose and Reigns and Lesnar and Triple H as four sides to the story. One of them is going to be fighting the other one. I'll just, no idea, just total guess. So if Dean Ambrose wins, he goes on and fights Triple H, which would be great for the championship. I think that'd be a lot of fun. The crowd would go crazy for Dean Ambrose, and maybe they'd give him the belt. And then you'd have Roman Reigns, and maybe he would go off and take on Brock Lesnar. That could be a rematch from last year. Unfinished business. Maybe he thinks that Roman cost him the title from, you know, 2 years in a row. Give him a, he cost his chance this year. I don't know. If Brock Lesnar wins, he goes on to fight Triple H. That would be a lot of fun too. And then you'd have Roman Reigns take it. Maybe Roman Reigns would take on Dean Ambrose. They'd finally turn on each other. You'd have brother fighting against brother. That would be, I think that could be interesting. And then if you have Roman Reigns win, he would go on to take on Triple H. And you'd have Dean, and maybe have Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar. And I think Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar would be a lot of fun. It's the Roman Reigns versus Triple H that I'm not sure about because I don't think enough, would enough people hate Triple H enough to root for Roman? And I'm not talking, there's plenty of people who root for Roman. That's evident. But to try to get everybody on your side, you kind of, I don't know, I feel like you want the big cheer for the big title match for the biggest show of the year, WrestleMania. So I'm going to make a bold prediction on this one. And I think they are going to pull the trigger and they are going to let Dean Ambrose win this match. And he is going to go on to take on Triple H for the belt at WrestleMania. I think they need a shot in the arm as far as excitement. And I think Brock Lesnar could bring it. I think Dean Ambrose could bring it. I'm not sure Roman Reigns could bring it again. But then again, if Brock Lesnar wins, then there's all this talk about Brock Lesnar in the main event at WrestleMania for the second year in a row. And you get ESPN covering it and all these MMA people covering it. So that's a tough one. But I'm going to just stick by Dean Ambrose winning and hope that either he or Brock Lesnar wins. But as I've already said, you know, there's a very good chance I'm not going to see any of it. I might watch it. I mean, you know, if my phone gets good reception, good 4G up there, which it usually doesn't, maybe I'll be able to actually watch some of it. I have a feeling the answer is going to be no, and it's going to suck. But going away and kind of disconnecting or unplugging, whatever you want to say, for a few days is pretty great. When I say unplugging, I mean I'm going to have my computer I'm going to have my guitar up there. I'm going to be going places to download stuff, and I'm going to be going places to catch up and do some work. So I'm not going to be that unplugged. But without cable television, that's the big, you know, ooh, what am I going to do? But I am going to be doing something. When I started Fans Not Experts back in November of 14, it was just I wanted a place where I could post about or blog about things that I'm interested in. You know, not just sports, but wrestling. Not just wrestling, but movies and TVs and maybe even comic books sometimes. And I kind of adapted an old website and pulled in all the posts from that old website. And my ultimate goal was to get my friends or people I know or family or people like Brandon to also blog and also post and also kind of become part of this and make, try to build it even into a small little world that either nobody goes and looks at or we get people to look at, but it's something for us to do as a hobby. And you know, I've got my brother to blog a couple times. I've got Brandon to blog and to be on the WrestleFania, which has been great. But I want to expand the podcast world. So, my old website was called Geek Mentality, and that was where I talked about all of my geeky interests. And if you go to fansnotexperts.com now, you'll see, anything that's posted about movies or nerdy stuff or TV, or comic books, I do it under the Geek Mentality umbrella still, at Geek Mentality on Twitter. And that's just how I've kind of kept that name and that Twitter handle relevant, at least to me. But I'm starting a new podcast, and this one's just going to be me, And it's going to be a little different. It's basically me talking about the stuff that I enjoy, the nerdy stuff, the movies, the TV, podcasts, comic books. There might be some music involved. Maybe I'll record songs, or I have some ideas for just, it's going to be fun. It's going to be silly. And it's probably only going to be, again, once a month or so, because I only have so much time to do these things. And on a weekly basis, I just can't find the time. And I want to put these shows together. Even if they're short shows, there's a lot of movies coming out that I want to talk about. And every June I do a thing called Movie Month, where I watch 30 movies in 30 days and I do 30 blog posts about it. Well, this year I'm going to turn that into 30 podcast episodes. And they might be 3 minute long podcast episodes, but I'm going to have in the month of June, 30 podcast episodes come out. And the name of the show is simply just going to be Geek Mentality. So if you go to fansnotexperts.com next week, you should be able to, find at least the kind of episode zero to get the show started. Going to get it up on iTunes as soon as I possibly can. And I'm going to start recording episode one. And while I'm up in Laconia without much to do, I'll have my microphone, I'll have my computer. I'm definitely going to be doing at least one episode of Geek Mentality. So I'd like you guys to check that out if you can. My ultimate goal is to have another podcast simply called Fans Not Experts, where I talk about sports. But that one I can't do alone. There's no way I can do that one alone because I just don't know enough about sports. So that's kind of the pipe dream. So we'll have WrestleFania. We're going to have Geek Mentality. I'm also thinking of starting a music podcast just called My Favorite Music, part of fansnotexperts.com. I'd like Fans Not Experts to be the umbrella and just have all these little podcasts underneath it. But again, there's only so much time and there's only so many people that listen to this. Hey, if you're out there, check out geekmentality.com and hopefully I can get geekmentality, not .com. Hopefully I can get people from Geek Mentality to check out WrestleFania if they're into wrestling. So it's called cross promotion. And you know, this is what I can do when Brandon's not here. I can ramble on about stuff I want to do. And still, without Brandon be here, put in almost 45 minutes of a podcast. So really, what's the point of having Brandon here? I'm not sure. Just to hear him be like, Wyatt, and you know, and to call in and leave messages that are going to scar me for the rest of my life. Anyway, I look forward to the next time that you're going to be hearing my voice on WrestleFania. I will be talking to Brandon, and we'll be talking about WrestleMania 32. Pretty exciting because that was like the first real podcast we did for WrestleFania was WrestleMania. And I don't know if you know this, but the name WrestleFania actually came from the word WrestleMania. It's a little fact that not a lot of people knew. But very quickly, as I said, you can find us all at fansnotexperts.com. The Twitter for that is just simply at fansnotexperts. I am Mike. You can find me at Wrestle Watcher. I'm usually watching Raw every Monday night, except probably this Monday night upcoming. Thank you, cable. And thank you to my in-laws for turning off cable, you bastards. And of course, you can find Brandon at Wrestle Brand. And very quickly, Geek Mentality is at Geek Mentality, all one word. And, you know, check soon. Follow that one, and you'll be able to, if you're interested in following the podcast. Gary, there's another podcast for you to listen to. All right, bud. Call the hotline. It's real. And thank you guys for listening. Enjoy Fastlane, because you know what? It may not be that great, but hey, it's still wrestling, so it'll be fun. Good night. I can't believe Brandon left that message.
Again.
See, that song is much better than that stupid-ass theme that WWE chose. Okay, I'm gone now.